signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Put an end to the gangs and the drugs in the streets. And the fact that the bad guys most always go free, that is wrong. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, and take all our money and send it abroad.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I am your host, John Stadtmiller. We'll be with you live from the studios of Republic Broadcasting Network in almost beautiful downtown Round Rock, Texas. Program airs Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m., and that is Central Time. Many ways in which to listen to this broadcast, folks. AM, FM, shortwave, internet, satellite. Did I say satellite? Yes, we are still on satellite. The ugly rumor is still circulating that we're not on satellite. Well, the mere fact that you're listening to the program today via the radio, then, well, you already have the answer to that. My guest today, Ed Waller, he'll be with us in a minute. I just wanted to let the fine folks out there in our listening audience know that, you know, every once in a while, I will see glimmers of hope. Bill O'Reilly, the mouth on Fox, we all know and love Mr. Riley, don't we? Well, he opines, and he makes pretty good points every once in a while. What he knows about the Constitution and our form of government, which mostly he comments on, it's scary how much he doesn't know about a constitutional republic. But a strange thing happened last night on his program. He had none other than Phil Donahue. Phil Donahue took him to task and, well, basically cleaned his clock. Got Bill O'Reilly so angry that O'Reilly threatened to throw him off the set. And O'Reilly's been defending, well, he claimed he wasn't really defending the Iraq war, that we need to get in there and get the job done and give these people democracy and freedom and, well, you know, the PNAC diatribe that he's being handed. But Phil Donahue, by the way, I was supposed to be on his show before it got canceled. I remember Bobby, his producer, calling me up, and I said, Bobby, do you realize your boss, meaning Phil Donahue, he's not going to have a program in a couple of weeks? And he sounded shocked, and he says, we've had no indications the show is going to be canceled. I said, it'll be canceled in 2 weeks. 3 weeks later, I got a call from the guy asking me, how did you know that? Well, because I didn't fall off the turnip wagon yesterday. Phil Donahue was against the Iraq war. That's why they canned him. It wasn't because of his ratings, because Phil Donahue had been a fixture on daytime television with a talk show format for years, got great ratings. People that didn't want to sit around and watch soap operas watch Phil Donahue in the afternoon. Everybody knows who Phil Donahue is. But last night, Phil Donahue was talking about the Constitution, making such points as, well, this was an illegal and unconstitutional war. Only Congress has the right to declare war. The point is, folks, that, and I'm not saying Phil Donahue is any great carrier of the great constitutional message. He's more of a socialist slash communist, whether he realizes it or not. I think that he does. But the words that were coming out of his mouth was, well, it was refreshing. It'd be something like you'd hear on this broadcast from this talk show host. Folks, if Phil's starting to get it, maybe there is hope in the media. Now, the question is who's going to hire the guy? Phil Donahue doing radio on Republic Broadcasting? Only if he passes the constitutional test. We'll be right back with Ed Waller.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies, utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the AMT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a one-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Have you heard about the Ark Institute and their famous non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds? No genetic engineering there. In fact, you may never need to buy seeds again. These days, you need to ensure that your family can eat no matter what happens. The Ark Institute has agreed to offer Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirlooms and their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. Their packets are generous enough for fresh eating, seed saving, and canning and freezing, too. Green beans, corn, carrots, peas, the list goes on and on. Learn how to be self-sufficient in good times and bad. A complete family food security package is just $99. And remember, shipping is free. Call 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com. There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
There is one overriding message I hope people are getting here. Bush is... I don't even think you can consider him anymore to be a lame duck president. He has so many people against him for so many different reasons. I saw him on a news conference today, and he looked like death warmed over, folks. I'm literally talking one foot in the grave and the other on a banana peel. He is not faring well. I noticed Dick Cheney has not changed one iota. Here's a guy that's supposed to have health problems, heart problems, so on and so forth. This snarly little sack of doo-doo is always standing to George Bush's left or right, and he's always got that little smirk. You know how the one corner of his face curls up? Well, he looks like the Grinch that stole America. But Cheney is doing quite well, because Cheney is one of the smarter guys, one of the string pullers and handlers. He himself is being handled. Don't mistake that. He's not in total charge. But everybody around Bush is faring well, but Bush is not doing too well. I've got Ed Waller with us today. Hello, Ed.
Hello, John. How are you?
I'm doing fairly well for a guy that's staring down the barrel of a double, a big gauge, double barrel hurricane that's coming through the Gulf right now. It's kind of strange what's going on, because usually they're out there predicting the paths, and they'll show you a plate full of spaghetti with all the different tracks that the computer model comes up with. And, well, they're not doing that.
Out here they are. We've been watching the last, you know, five, six different models. They're all converging. So they're obviously doing their normal thing of keeping the afflicted in the dark.
Well, but they can't even confuse this with the spaghetti diagrams. They're getting off of that, and they're talking about Katrina and the differences between the two hurricanes and blah, 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 blah. But they're not. They have admitted very quietly. You have to listen to a whole bunch of verbiage to pick out the right words, but they've even admitted that this hurricane is not really acting normally.
No, really?
Yeah. So, you know, and it leads, I guess, credibility to the stories that, you know, that this is weather modification, that these hurricanes are being guided and controlled. And, you know, we come up with a couple of I need to say this, folks, because there's a lot of people out there that see conspiracies under every rock. And I don't doubt that there's a lot of uncovered conspiracies I've never even seen or heard of. And that's a given because there's so much stuff going on. But I am not prepared to come out and start talking about these hurricanes, Rita, Katrina, whatever the case may be, and say, yep, it's weather modification. Yes, they're steering these and it's all controlled and it's the New World Order. I mean, some people might want to hear that. But I can't go there because, folks, we only put stuff on this program that we can document and that we can talk about, and it being factual. I'm not going to go the route here of the 6 foot gray aliens living in the basement of the Pentagon. This is why we've had advancements in technology at a breakneck pace in the last 50 years. I'm sorry, folks. You want that? Go listen to Jeff Rentz. I don't cover that subject. But at any rate, it is some bizarre stuff that's going on. But Ed, we have hurricanes, and hurricanes will continue. They'll spawn tornadoes. Stuff will get scraped off the ground and fly through the air and get wet and get flooded and all that other stuff. Whether it's a grand conspiracy off of the hurricanes being guided around by some unseen spatial force is yet to be determined.
Well, that's why people are going to have to get off their duff and get control of this government by simply taking away the commercial energy from them.
Well, and this is immediately. I've been thinking about this for the last, what, 3-4 weeks. I mean, I've thought about this, and people keep coming to me with this problem and that problem. And I keep saying to them that, do you realize, I don't care if it's voter fraud. I don't care if it's fixing the ballot boxes. I don't care if it's the Federal Reserve. I don't care if it's the IRS. I don't care if it's whatever the case may be. You and I both know this, that if we are a constitutional republic with the proper checks and balances, the proper redress of government. In other words, if we find something wrong, we can go to somebody and they even give us an answer, or they do the no-necker with the palms up going, I don't know. But the point is, folks, that we have transparency in government, that it's on a lawful basis, and we can continue. This is not a perfect world. God did not create us perfectly. Men can't make perfect governments. They can try to get there. But the majority, and I'm sure you'll agree with me, Mr. Waller, that the majority of the problems we're seeing here today is the government, through the Constitution, out with the baby and the bathwater.
Well, they didn't. They set it aside. They said, you have a choice. You can either be one of them, you know, USA citizens with no rights and no Social Security or anything else, or you can come over here, get all these compelled benefits, and we'll take care of you for life. And without realizing it, 99.99% of Americans made a choice.
What choice is that, Ed?
They got a Social Security Form 5, John.
Okay, Ed, I want to clarify this because I've had some calls on this because somebody questioned me last week, the week before, and I made the statement to you that people, I don't believe they've made this choice. They have not consciously sat down, said to themselves, I'm going to enter into the beast. I'm going to give. I'm going to take my Social Security number. I'm going to sign my name on the bottom of that to legitimize their documents. I don't think people have been sitting around saying to themselves, well, you know, the government the way it is isn't really working that well, and we need a new form of government, and you have my permission to tinker and play with it until you get it right. This, my contention, Mr. Waller, from my position and looking at this for a number of years from a lot of different angles, is the American people have been duped. They have been sucked into this thing. They are still waving the red, white, and blue, going out watching football on Sunday afternoons, drinking gallons of beer and eating hot dogs. Well, whether you eat them with mustard or ketchup is your choice. Still, in this country, you can still choose. But they do not have a clue as to what happened to their government, their way of life. They don't even know when to begin to start asking. So what I'm saying here, Ed, to make a statement like that, that they've already made their choice, they've chosen to jump into the beast, you have to have both sides of the story in order to make that statement, sir.
Oh, I agree. I didn't say it was a good thing or that it wasn't done deceptively. The problem is, though, in this country, if you want to participate in the republic, you are presumed to know the law. And if you go out and you put your signature on something that you don't understand the meaning of, you know, the first I heard it on your network yesterday. It was I wish I had taped it because the gentleman said the first thing you learn in law school is that a man's actions are presumed to cause the consequences that they do. Now, you know, starting
you mean
for
every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction.
Well, it's just that, you know, if you go out and pull a trigger and harm someone, you are presumed to have intended for that to happen.
Sure.
You know, it's simply a legal way of saying everyone's responsible for their actions. Well,
let me qualify that. That goes along in the vein, and this is how Americans are thinking, and this is how they're operating. They don't see a shadow government. They don't see the republic being trounced. They don't see these things the way you and I see them. That's because we ferreted through all of this stuff, shook it all up, organized it all, stacked it all up, and we can say it is what it is.
John, I've had people over who I'm taking them through the documents, showing them the court cases, proving to them what we're saying is true, and they put their hands up and say, don't tell me. I don't want to know anymore. I can't handle it. For that person, I would say they need to stay on the plantation. I mean, what are you supposed to do? They're not saying it's not true.
No,
they're not saying, I can't believe it.
Yeah.
They're saying, don't tell me.
No, what these people are looking for, and I've run across, oh boy, oodles of these people, and I don't think I have any back molars anymore. I think I've ground them down to the nerve. But these are the people, they are not the leaders, they are not the thinkers. These are the people that we approach, give the information, and they just get all befuddled. I call it the 16-pound sled syndrome. You whack them over the head with the truth. You don't quite knock them out. They're reeling around. They're seeing stars. They go through the gamut. They get scared. They get angry or whatever the case may be. Now, if they decide that they are a person, that they are one of God's creatures here, and that all is intended the way we have been told, then they make a choice. The other ones, as you just described, are the ones that will throw their hands up in the air, put their hands over their ears, say, I don't want to hear anymore. They'll shut their eyes and they'll climb down the hole. There's a ton of people out there like that. And you've met them also, Ed. And for those people, I don't want to say too many derogatory things about them, but they're going to deserve everything they get in their life because they have not made that conscious choice to stand up against wrong. This is becoming this is a matter of what's right and wrong, not left or right, as I just described at the top of the program. Even the people who have been chiding themselves as being progressive or whatever the case may be, they're finding themselves arguing the same arguments that we are. They've not quite crossed that bridge, and I don't know if they will come to it, but they're starting to say the same things that we've been saying for a number of years.
They still. And, you know, I'm kind of being half facetious with this because, you know, I'm nothing if not in awe of the intelligence it took to pull this over on the people. But, you know, people are out there wringing their hands going, you know, we want our country back. How's this happen? What happened to our country? You can't go address it and see how easy the solution is until you understand what happened.
That's the whole point, and I've been reminding people. I'm glad you brought that up because we still have a lot of people out there that listen to the programs and listen to all the bad news, and they go, oh, isn't that too bad? But they don't understand our form of government. So therefore, if you don't understand it, how can you make a logical argument for it? We'll take the break. We'll be right back.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Something else, I always look for the positive. If there is something there, I always look for the what I call the sonar pings. And I've been seeing something very interesting going on. Rick Perry has been, because of Rita heading towards Texas here, massive evacuations. And I'm sure, I'm almost sure of this, folks. I can almost hear Rick Perry in defense of the toll system down here that they're building quite rapidly. That's because it's privately owned, and, well, we know how private corporations work because they're in the business to make money. But I can see an argument, and I'm sure Perry's people will get a handle on this one and start using it, but 1.5 million people so far have been evacuating out of the Gulf area here in Texas. But even Mr. Perry himself, calling people that didn't want to evacuate, deadheads, uncooperative people, but he was very magnanimous in this, Ed Waller. He said that, well, if they want to be stupid, that's their business. They're property owners, and they can do what they want.
Absolutely.
This was also demonstrated in New Orleans when, of course, we saw FEMA come in and, of course, disrupt anything that had been put together by the local or state people down there. And it's on a war footing. And a lot of people heard these terms and they didn't question them. These were coming right out of the White House and FEMA and Chertoff's Homeland Security. They were calling these people that were chased out of there or trying to get out, they were calling them refugees. Well, you only use the term refugees on a war footing. But what I've been seeing, Ed, is the capitulation, if you will. And it seems to their utter disgust that, well, these are people. They make up their own minds, and they make their own decisions. They are property owners. And if they just want to be stupid, well, the heck with them. And don't call 911 because we're not going to respond. I mean, that's the big threat. But at least in this black cloud, there is a little bit of a silver lining, which means that they have not totally won yet. And that's the way I'm viewing this, because they're forced to recognize sovereigns and private property, at least.
Yep.
Go ahead.
It's a good indication of even their frustration in trying to get a handle on this. You know, they're not really sure. You got to be careful of the words they use, because they're usually telling you the truth in the words they use. And you got to remember, for the government to come in here, especially under a war footing, they've got to be real careful with posse comitatus, which I know has basically been set aside. They've got to be real careful with all the regulations surrounding their operating outside of D.C. And so they choose some very careful language, and people should understand what it means.
Let's go to the phones. 800-313-9443 is the call-in number. We'll entertain any questions today, but let's keep it surrounded on topic, folks. We do this program every Thursday for the edification, which is necessary because you didn't get it while you were in school, because you probably, until you realize that somebody is trying to steal your rights and your liberty or your property or even your life, maybe, depends, that it was all status quo and you didn't need to really talk about the Constitution that much. Well, now it's important. I mean, come on, folks. Phil Donahue on Bill O'Reilly talking about the Constitution. Oh, well, wonders never cease. Paul in Florida, you're up first. Hello, Paul.
Yeah, hi, John. I was just wondering about this posse comitatus thing. Now, I heard that applies, technically anyway, to all the services except for the Marine Corps. Do you have any information on that? Does that only apply to certain branches of the military, or what?
That would be the first I've heard of it. I don't know how they could exclude. I mean, the military is the military. I don't know how they would exclude one.
There are some provisions there, and I'm barely remembering what this gentleman is talking about. That, you know, there is a reason why we have Marines as security on Navy ships. Okay, they are somehow that they're connected to more maritime on high seas than they are. And there's an exemption, and forgive me, I can't recall it verbatim right now, but there is a provision where it sets aside the Marines outside of the Navy, and you would think that if it had to do with maritime or the seas or whatever the case may be, that the Navy would fall in there. But essentially, Paul, I think you're correct in that, but for the life of me, forgive me, I can't remember exactly what it is.
Oh, just one more short thing. I understand you're going on 11-9-20 next month?
Yes.
Okay, you're liable to have a little bit of trouble with Radio Marti going to Cuba. They're on 11-9-30, and they've got a real blowtorch transmitter down here, and they must have a ground that goes halfway to China, because I cannot use a single conversion radio down here because of them.
Well, that's why you need to get one of our Katos or
Sanjins,
dual conversion.
I have a double, but for those listeners out there who are anticipating getting a radio so they can listen to you in shortwave in case the other communications go down, that Cato is the best one, and it's double conversion. Definitely get one of those.
Yeah, we're going to be working with a shortwave company that can literally pick up the phone and have needed changes probably within 24 to 48 hours through the FCC. So
yeah,
we're okay there.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you, John.
You're welcome.
Yep, bye-bye.
Yeah, Ed, for the life of me, if a caller out there knows what I'm trying to talk about here, call into the program, 800-313-9443. There is a provision there, and I don't know what it is, but it's not a carte blanche that posse comitatus does not cover the Marines, but there are some exceptions. We got to take a break. We'll be right back with my guest today, Ed Waller, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Have you heard about the Ark Institute and their famous non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds? No genetic engineering there. In fact, you may never need to buy seeds again. These days, you need to ensure that your family can eat no matter what happens. The Ark Institute has agreed to offer Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirlooms and their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. Their packets are generous enough for fresh eating, seed saving, and canning and freezing too. Green beans, corn, carrots, peas, the list goes on and on. Learn how to be self-sufficient in good times and bad. A complete family food security package is just $99. And remember, shipping is free. Call 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com.
Hello, this is Christine with bringemhome.org. Are you a parent disinclined to seeing your sons and daughters used as mortar bait for the New World Order? With no end in sight to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, along with the looming possibility of an escalation of conflict into Iran and Syria, we need to send a definitive message to the warmongering politicians. Bring our troops home now. We have Bring 'Em Home magnetic ribbons, which are available in any quantity. Like the upside-down flag, these ribbons are inverted to symbolize a state of distress. Place these ribbons on your cars and help us wake up the sleeping public. Don't wait until the military draft is implemented. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your ribbons now. Your Bring 'Em Home ribbons can be purchased at rbnlive.com or at bringemhome.org or call 877-605-9200.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Republic Trading Group, ladies and gentlemen, you need to call this number. We've been telling people for a number of years to do this, to save your assets. That's right. Dull going for metals and the mining shares, well, except, according to the New York Mercantile Exchange, they closed at 470.30 an ounce, down 230. Though prices did touch a high of $479 overnight. The lower close may signal that the gold market is finally ready to take that proverbial pause that refreshes. That's according to Dale Doling, chief market technician at Trends in Commodities. Thoughts of potential RITA-inspired energy interruptions and increased prospects for inflation in the U.S. economy have provided a bulwark for gold bulls. The precious metal closed out Wednesday's regular session at the highest level since 1987, and the prevailing view in the market is that more gains are in store. According to Mr. Dale Doling of the Trends in Commodity, he said this, $500 gold is looking like a shoe-in here. So, folks, please do yourself a favor. Call Republic Trading Group at 800-691-7898. Even if you're a person that doesn't recognize the fact that you should have gold and silver in your portfolio for literally your survival, and if you don't know why you should have that, you need to call that number. Or if you've been dealing with other traders, okay, If you've been dealing with other gold and silver people, give us a call on a quote. We guarantee we will beat their prices. It's as simple as that. You may like the guy that you've been talking to, and he's might have become your best friend, phone friend. Well, he's just trying to make the deal, folks. Business is business. But after watching these gold and silver people and how they operate, we started Republic Trading Group because of them. All right? Best deals on the planet, and we can guarantee 24-hour delivery of your order and give you a tracking number. That's right. No more calls to your broker going, where's my order? It's been 30 days or 45 days or 60 days. Where is my gold? Where is my silver? You never have to worry about that with Republic Trading Group. Why? Because I started it, and people deserve what they do business in. The terms of the contract will be met. Cross that T and dot that I. No excuses. 800-691-7898. Jeffrey Bennett will be happy to take your call. He's one of the members of the Republic Trading Group. And, folks, now is the time. Don't wait till the gold gets to $500 an ounce. Now is the time to start buying. And this time, ladies and gentlemen, and I, you know me, I'm not a fearmonger. I don't like unnecessarily upsetting people. This is why I've been quietly telling them for a decade now, start moving some of your assets into gold and silver. It may literally save your life. Because when this market goes down this time, folks, it's not going to be a temporary interruption. No, not just a few job losses here. No, not just a downturn in the economic cycle. This is heading for Armageddon. So take the time to pick up the phone, make the toll-free call. I literally could be saving your life right now. 800-691-7898. Ed, let's go back to the phones here. John in Tennessee. Good afternoon, John.
Hello, John and Ed.
Hi.
Hello. Listen, this isn't why I called, but I'll try and answer your question about Posse Comitatus. If I'm not mistaken, that was something that was granted during the Jackson administration to fight piracy. I could be wrong, but I'm not sure. The reason I called, Ed, you were talking about you'd approach people with the truth that they had covered their ears and they couldn't handle it. They didn't want to know about it. They didn't know what to do. I think the problem we have, and there's nothing wrong with wealth, but we've been so involved in being a happy idiot and struggling from day to day just to make ends meet, that people don't take the time or they don't have the desire to really seek the truth. And I'll go back to the Bible. It says that I'll have to paraphrase it, but the truth will set you free, and that there's going to be people that are going to believe a delusion, be sent delusions, and believe a lie. And I think, man, there's so many people in this country that the truth is there, the facts are there, you present it to them, and rather than look at it and deal with it, it's like they turn their head away, believing that if they don't look at it, if they don't acknowledge it, it's going to go away. So I'm like you. They will deserve what they get. Hopefully there'll be some that'll wake up. John, you had mentioned that schools have changed. You know, I went to public school in Detroit, had some pretty good teachers. But when the education in the classroom stopped, I had a desire in my heart to know what was going on, to understand what had happened in the past. I'd done a little bit of studying on my own outside of the classroom, and it's like I've said before, I had always known in my heart that something wasn't right. And not until I turned on RBN and really started listening, I'd always known that there was a, you know, call it what you want, a shadow government or a new world order or globalists. I'd always known that they were out there and that it was true, but until I started listening to your network, I wasn't able to put the facts together in such a way that I am now, that the understanding is becoming clearer and clearer.
Well, and that's exactly why we do what we do. We say, you got a real noisy phone, so I'm going to pull you down here for a second. We have been telling people that we will give you the framework. We will give you individual pieces of that puzzle, but you must understand the framework. of what we're talking about here. And then people can educate themselves and then become smart enough that they don't fall for this person's clap track or some slicky boy's better line or better rap over here. That we are supposed to be a constitutional republic. We're supposed to be good, positive law, not the statutory or public policy or whatever the case may be. And it is important. So I'm glad that you've been listening to the network. And this is an educational process. It is an educational process for us all. We're digging out the Constitution. We're blowing the dust off of it. We're plugging it back in. And that doesn't make us a big favorite here with a government that's been a de facto government and keeps calling this country a democracy. Ed, I don't know where they've gone confused on this deal, but I never...
Well, the U.S. corporation, as defined in Title 28, incorporated in 1868, is a democratic organization. It is a democratic corporation. They're not lying. It's all right there. Nobody bothered to look and listen. You know, John Roberts, in his acceptance speech, called it a democracy two or three times. This is a man learned in the law. He's not lying to you. What he's telling you is you have entered by agreement into a foreign jurisdiction. Basically, they picked everybody up. They moved him into the 10-mile square in D.C., and said, welcome to the corporation. You know, I've got a good friend. You may know him, John Ainsworth.
Oh, yes.
And when I first met him, he said something which just totally blew me away. He said, I can't refer to these people as criminals yet because I haven't asked for my nation back, my country back, and therefore they have not acted dishonorably. And it took me about 2 years to figure out exactly what he was talking about. We have not been exercising the Constitution. We have not been playing the role as sovereigns, I'll use that word, in the Constitution, in a representative republic. And until we do, we can't be mad at them. Now, yes, they've acted, they've deceived us. They've acted dishonorably. They didn't have the... don't go down that road. Okay, that's water under the bridge. The remedy is there. All we have to do is claim our citizenship back and take the reins and run with it. They haven't done anything except allow us to be ignorant and stupid and help make us stupid by controlling the educational system. Let's go do what they don't want us to do. And until we do that, and then they stand in the way and say, no, you can't have your country back. We like this power. We like having control of everything. We're not going to do it.
Oh, and this is exactly what you and John Ainsworth are working toward, preparing a Supreme Court case. If they hear the case, they would have to make a ruling on it. And could you see the United States Supreme Court saying to you and John Ainsworth, well, you're absolutely correct and we're ruling in your favor?
I don't see them having any choice, John. They've actually...
Well, they have Ed, they have a choice. They have a choice whether they're going to hear this particular case. They do have choice.
They do have a choice whether they're going to hear the case. The problem is that, and it's numbers, like you've been saying all along, if we can get a decent number of people to move over and join us in the Republic, and this is going to be a big part of what happens after this book comes out, man. We are going to be out there beating the bushes for anybody with a pulse who can just begin to understand what's happened and is willing to do a little bit of research. We're going to be beating the bushes for people to join us, join the Republic, and have elections. We want to have elections within the state first. And after we have our elections, we're going to go up to the state house and say, now get the heck out of our government building.
Right.
And what are they going to do? You know, are you going to maintain the overthrow of lawful government? We've got all the Supreme Court cases where the Supreme Court says our state is still there.
It's just a matter of stepping up. It's just a matter of stepping up, proclaiming that, and taking
it
back.
Yeah. It's that simple.
John in Tennessee, anything else, sir?
Yeah, Ed, I respectfully have to disagree with you. If we have a Supreme Court that has already said I think it was Sandra Day O'Connor that said that she was taking her decisions based on international law. They are well in the way and well on their way. I picture it like a boat in the river riding with the current, heading for the falls. I mean,
yeah,
they're going right along with their program.
Which Supreme Court? She was speaking for the United States Supreme Court.
I know.
You've got to go to the Supreme Court of the United States.
Okay, but right now, Ed, that doesn't exist.
Yes, it does.
So, okay,
yes,
hold on. John, just hold on. Ed, tell him why it still exists, because he's doing the same thing that I'm hearing a lot of other people doing. Why does it still exist?
It still exists because the Supreme Court has ruled that it has to exist. If they try to say by either ruling or some other action that it doesn't exist, that's treason. So it's still there, and we have the court cases where our state and our federal government is still there, and therefore the Supreme Court of the United States, as opposed to the United States Supreme Court, two different entities, it's still there. We have the right to access it. And I know people who have filed in that particular Supreme Court. Paul Andrew Mitchell is one of them. And they get the results they want. The problem is, caller, and I'm sorry I didn't make note of your name, but when people go in, like this lady did in New London, and say, well, wait a minute, eminent domain, you can't take my property. And she goes in as a United States citizen and loses, it sets everybody up to believe, well, the Supreme Court's all screwed up and they're not doing the right thing. The lady went in as a citizen of the United States where she has no rights. Her lawyer certainly wouldn't have done anything different because he's part of the organization. And you get the results that you set up the court for. But the real Supreme Court is still there. It has to be there.
The analogy that I'm thinking about here right now, and John in Tennessee, somebody takes something from you. Say they take your car from you. It's sitting on their property. You walk up to their property. You see your property sitting on theirs. You walk up and you say that that's mine. Well, of course, the thief doesn't want to admit that he stole your property. So his natural response is, no, that's my car. So we have two parties arguing over a point here, but the fact is you've got to go in and claim that as being your property. This is what we're saying here. We're claiming that the Constitution, even though that they put in a parallel government and they have not been responding to the citizenry of this country trying to get it back on a constitutional track, they're busy doing their paperwork's flying and their judges are elbowing and they're having a good old time riding this sweaty little pony right into the ground. But the point is that you have to make the contentious point to say, no, that's mine, not yours. And Ed, I think that's what we're saying here, aren't we?
That's what we're saying. And I'm telling you, in some of the early cases we've gone into court with, and you know, there's a lot going under the background to test this all out, I can tell you unequivocally, the judges and the U.S. attorneys know. That's been a question of mine for 10 years. Do they know? I can tell you, they know, because when you challenge them properly with your status correct, they just fold. They just say, I'm out of here. We won't even play the game because they know they can't win. And so what I'm saying to the people is, look, I know you don't like me making that simple statement about you made your decision.
Yeah, it drives me up a wall.
I know, but under the law, John.
It's true.
Under the law, you have. And, you know, So if you're going to win, if you're going to fix this, you've got to come at it not emotionally. You've got to come at it from the operation of law.
Right.
And when you put this stuff in front of them, they go, oh, okay, you're not in our jurisdiction. You know, you're the right kind of person to come in here and make that claim. And they behave. I mean, what else can I tell you?
John, anything else? I know you're not agreeing with what he's saying.
Well,
and
listen, Ed, I understand. I've heard you on other programs, and I understand the procedure that you're talking about, and it makes sense. What I'm saying, kind of, I don't even know how to put it into words, is that their program is going, and there's not really a doubt in my mind that what you're saying isn't true. What I'm saying is that I believe in my heart of hearts that they're so well on their way that as much as we can't trust them now, I would never expect that they would say, well, okay, guys, you're right. You know, they've got too much invested. They're too well on their way to doing what they, you know, they see the finish line in sight, guys, and they're in a hurry.
Yeah, well, I understand that, but, okay, going back to my criminal analogy here, you got somebody that's breaking in your house. Well, they're coming in and they're going to steal something, and if you scare them or you startle them or they figure they might be going to jail or something, they may put up a fuss on your property. They may even try to kill you. But the point is that who's right and who's wrong? Now, what do we say? Well, you know, property rights are being eroded. You know, if I call the police and I've used a firearm to defend myself, I might have a trial and I might even go to jail. But it's still a matter of doing what's right and standing up.
And I agree. I agree 100%. You know, we're told to do right. You can't. A wise man once told me, John, you'll never do wrong by doing right.
All right. Hey, I appreciate your call. Thanks, John. Mike,
good,
Melissa,
good call.
John,
good
Greg,
call.
Jeff, and others will take your calls here right after this short break for the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a 1-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Hello, this is Christine with BringemHome.org. Are you a parent disinclined to seeing your sons and daughters used as mortar bait for the New World Order? With no end in sight to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, along with the looming possibility of an escalation of conflict into Iran and Syria, we need to send a definitive message to the warmongering politicians. Bring our troops home now. We have Brigham Home magnetic ribbons, which are available in any quantity. Like the upside-down flag, these ribbons are inverted to symbolize a state of distress. Place these ribbons on your cars and help us wake up the sleeping public. Don't wait until the military draft is implemented. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your ribbons now. Your Brigham Home ribbons can be purchased at rbnlive.com or at brighamhome.org or call 877-605-9200.
Reminder to folks out there, and here we are, it's human nature, folks. You know, rather than preparing and maybe waiting 6 months or a year, rather than being a day late, they would much rather not do it at all. And then go, oh, poor me, you know, look at me, I'm a victim again. Look, folks, these people that are going to be experiencing this hurricane here, the ones that are evacuating, good luck trying to buy water or gasoline with a 150-square-mile area. Probably more than that.
You didn't hear later on the news then, did you, John?
Hold on a second. I'm in the middle of a pitch here.
Okay, good.
So we can get back to the phones.
Okay.
I do my little mini infomercials very slyly, and you just blew it for me.
Sorry about that. You made me admit it.
Okay. But at any rate, folks, if they had potable drinking water, I mean, this is one of the things that you need, food and water to survive. Everything else is a luxury. And when you get down to that point, you understand what I'm talking about. We have a special here on the Berkey Light, and that's with a lighted base, $259. Now, you've heard the commercials running for years, folks. I'm not going to bother and break all this stuff down to you. You can get the Berkey Light with the emergency lighted base, okay, with the rechargeable batteries in them. Or you can get the Berkey Light without the lighted base for $199, and we'll give you a free sports bottle. That's right. This is the bottle that you can throw in the glove compartment of your car or truck. You can get water out of any source, you know, even out of Lake Pontchartrain right now, and be able to drink it, filtering it through the Berkey. I know it's hard to believe, but it's true. We couldn't say if it wasn't true. And so you get a free sports bottle with that. And also, we still have the special on the Aaronizer, the SS8, normally $600, okay? It is on special for $480. And for you people that call, I'm going to do something that's not going to pay off probably for a little while yet, but you're going to be glad that you did this, because this is another little added discount that you'll see the fruition of it soon enough. I'll give you a free silver dollar. And not a silver round. You know, not something just a struck piece. No, I'm talking about circulated silver dollar. We'll give you a free silver dollar, and I guarantee you that one fine day it'll be worth a minimum of $50. So give us a call. And you think I'm kidding? I'm not. Give us a call here at 800-724-2719. And a dial extension 116. You'll be talking to Sandra. 800-724-2719, extension 116, to take advantage of either one of those specials. And you think I'm kidding? Yeah, just go back to the late 70s. Look what silver did. Oh, that's right. It was at $50 an ounce. So we'll give you a free silver dollar. Order that Aaronizer. And it's already on special. We already knocked $120 off of it. And we're giving you another $50. So what a deal. 800-724-2719. Let's go back to the phones here. I don't want to leave you guys holding too long. Melissa in Texas. Hello, Melissa.
Hi, John.
Hi.
I have three things. Did anybody answer your question about
Posse Comitatus?
No, about the maritime, about Marines. Yeah, that would be Posse Comitatus.
Yeah, no.
I remember something about that also, and like you, it's giving me brain cramps trying to remember what, but it had something to do with that they are a branch of the Navy. So I don't know what that means, but
okay. Well, and what I would stand a reason why you got Marines on board Navy ships doing security, but there is a provision, and for the life of me, if there's anybody, we probably have a caller here that is online waiting to get on that has that question. Anything else for us?
Well, yes, a couple things.
Okay.
One about refugee, and since you have people who, you know, your expert here is with language. Language means something. The word refugee just means someone who is taking refuge from a disaster or war or whatever. But if they call them refugees, it puts them in line for federal aid, is what Frank Whelan was reading the other morning.
Ah, so there is method to their madness.
Yeah, and then one other thing. Do I hear music or not?
Yes, you do. And,
okay.
you'll have to hold on a second.
We've
got to take the top of the hour break, hour number two of the National Intel Report. Following this short top of the hour break, we'll be back with our guest today, Mr. Ed Waller. Hang in there. We'll be right back.
Most Americans want our government to control our borders, especially since 9/11. But amazingly, some political leaders want to do away with borders entirely, whether the American people agree or not. And they have a serious plan for accomplishing their aims while deceiving the public. It's called the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA, a huge power grab. If Congress approves the FTAA, our nation will be pushed down the same path that produced the European Union. There will be no more illegal immigration because there will be no enforcement of borders. Americans will lose control of their destiny as regional bureaucrats from corrupt political systems decide our future. Sound incredible? Check out the facts for yourself. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then tell Congress you want a better future for America. That's stoptheftaa.org.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.